Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now he's kind of known as a blocker, and yet he has two or three big, huge passing catches, play catches today. We had numerous big plays in the passing game. We had a couple big runs. We had a number of red zone scores, which was good with the first group, the first set with the ones. So those are all great things to see, and Charlie was a big part of that.
6:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's John Harbaugh on Charlie Kolar, who I heard had a sensational day yesterday, Ed.
He did. I have different players that I really was impressed by. He was good, though. He really was. They could not stop. They had no answer for Andrews at all.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really look at the offense?
Yeah.
Or did you just look at the defense?
No. I was on the offensive side. Seriously.
Look at me?
I am looking at you. I was on the offensive side.
All right.
Yeah. Because I wanted to see Keaton Mitchell and stuff.
What do you think, Joe? What do you think, Joseph? I don't know, man.
Hey, man. If he says he looked at him.
Initially, did you think he really looked at him?
I thought he'd be like, oh, Mike Green looked really
good.
I thought TJ Tampa was impressive.
I thought the safeties were great.
You know what I thought was really? Longer beam?
Yeah.
You know who's impressive?
Who?
D-Hop. In a lot of ways, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, give me the ways he was impressive.
Well, besides the fact he didn't drop anything, he's still he don't look like no number five receiver right now, whatever they got him listed
That's
as.
The great thing about him. He's not.
He's not.
But he is.
He's not. he looks good, man. He looks good. And what I liked about him, besides the obvious, where, I mean, he just looked good on the field. I mean, he was just... You know, you could tell this guy's a seasoned professional, and I'm so glad they have him right now. He's also, he's like Anquan Boldin. Big, strong guy. Big, strong receiver. Great hands, as you know. But you know what I noticed him doing? He came over early, you know, and this is not an uncommon drill. They guys do this all the time. He walks over with the tennis ball, though. Starts throwing it at all the younger receivers. Get their hands ready. Get the hand-eye going. And he starts with the tennis ball. I'm like, I like this. It reminds me when, I think it was, I can't remember who the pass rusher was. It was actually, Steve Smith did the same thing with the receivers. But watching an older season, you know, veteran receiver initiate the drills, just, you know, that are not necessarily, not part of the team activities. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy he's on board.
Well, that's what I said. He's done everything there is to do in his career except win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at that point of your career, you don't mind being the uncle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't mind coming in to be the uncle to these guys, to put your arm around them, to see them succeed. He had a perfect time in his career where he could cheer on these younger guys' success. Been there, done that. I just want to win, guys. I just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
My resume, I don't know, first ballot, second ballot, I can't speak for it, but he's going into Canton.
Yeah.
Ravens have a lot of future Hall of Famers.
They do, actually.
On this team, I just thought about it.
But he's a guy we don't have right now, didn't have, because we got some really good receivers, no doubt, right? Mm-hmm. But Zay Flowers, 5'9", 180, with rocks in his pockets, he's 180. You got Rashad Bateman. Bigger, 6'1", 193. Anthony Miller, Anthony Miller had a beautiful one-handed catch that was like, it was like watching fireworks. Ooh, ah. I was like, got that out of the crowd. But again, he's listed as 5'11", 190-something. D-Hop's big, man. He's over 6. He's like 6'1". He's listed as 210. He's a big, strong guy with, you know, incredible hands. I just think he's something we haven't had. He's an Anquan Boldin type receiver that hasn't been there since Anquan Boldin. So I'm pretty excited to see him around.
Vinny couldn't stop talking about Kolar, though.
I know.
He loved Charlie Kolar.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go out to Mason, who is in Baltimore. What's up, Mason?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Just calling in to say, you know, we have a very good team this year. The thing that concerns me is two position groups mainly. Tight end, obviously, we just had likely go down with a rolled ankle, maybe even more. Soft tissue and ankles on tight ends, they're really in and out. It's really scary. We don't have really much proven commodities other than Andrews. What really scares me is how they're comparing the cornerback depth to how the starting rotation depth was in March for the Orioles. One injury, there's not a lot of proven commodities after.
We can't sit here and worry about injuries, man. I mean, that's going to happen in sports. You know, you can say that at quarterback. You can say that at running back. You can say that anyway. If injuries change everything, that's just how that works. I mean, I'm not the cornerback position is deep. Yes, injuries could change all of that, but isn't that football? What position could injuries not change in football? That's just how it is. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a deep position. It's talent. If you're going into the season worried, that's not my approach to this. I mean, I'm worried. We're good, but I'm worried. Come on, man. They're good. You don't worry. Hope they stay healthy. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, it sounded like you had an eventful day out the training camp yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was good.
I wish I was there.
You should have. That's my favorite day of training camp, the joint practices. You get a lot out of it, I think.
Yeah, now I'm talking about the fighting and stuff and all the ruckus, man, y'all got into. What are you talking about? Yeah. Hey.
You know, good and well, Rashawn going to want to talk about fighting because that's what he records.
Man, somebody would have got, man, never mind. But so yesterday, right, so I heard y'all, Trippie was talking about the Micah Parsons. People were saying, you know, we should get him. I agree. It was you and Trippie, Rob. Like, we don't need Micah Parsons with the Ravens, man. We don't have the money for him. He disappears in big games. The guy's just overrated to me, you know, and that's coming from a Cowboys fan. And also, I think the Cowboys shouldn't even re-sign him. You know, you got – between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, $331 guaranteed million dollars with them two, not including Trayvon Diggs, that's $40 million. So that's $370 guaranteed, you know, million dollars right there. So the Cowboys should just trade him, get like three first-round picks like they did in the 89 with Herschel Walker.
You keep banking on you keep banking on that 89 Herschel Walker, right? Were you even alive?
Cowboys three Super Bowls, so. Yeah, I was four. 4 years old back then, you know, but that's what got him three Super Bowls, though, that one trade. So if Jerry is smart, trade Micah Parsons, overrated ass, and get what you can get from him, you know. So it sure is a sucker team out there that'll take him like the Jets or somebody like that, stupid team, you know. But smart franchises like the Ravens are smarter than, they know better. You know, we don't need that guy in this locker room on this organization.
What's wrong with him in the locker room? He not getting in trouble.
Yeah, he did. Maybe it's personal. I don't like him, but I had interaction with him, man.
I knew it was personal. Yeah. I knew it was personal. Man, you know what? Rashawn is like a certain co-host we used to have. It's always personal. Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't say Jerry Coleman. I didn't say that. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to comment on the, you guys were talking about D-Hop a couple minutes ago, and yeah, his. I remember watching him in college. His catch radius is insane. I mean, you throw it up there. You don't have to throw it right to him. He'll go up and get it. And as far as the injuries, with their embarrassment of Rich's on offense, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Yeah, I just, Chris, you can't go into the season. Oh, I'm worried about injuries. I'm worried. Injuries at any position could hurt you. But you don't go in worried about injuries. Just enjoy the season, man. If it happens, it happens. Yeah. like that's the person that says everything is good, but I'm just waiting for something to go bad.
Yeah.
Injuries are part of the game. Can't worry about them. And there's not a position in the game where you can't worry about it. It's going to happen. Unfortunately. I'm sorry. Just hope it don't happen at a critical point.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.